The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, now celebrating its 10th anniversary. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates 10 years of romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Rebecca Norris about her Disney wedding at Italy Plaza in Epcot with a reception at Ariel's at the Beach Club. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose those locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on the show today. I would love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiancé decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
Yeah, so ever since I was a little girl, my parents, who are DVC members, would take us at least once every year. And we just had so many great memories. And looking back, I wanted to continue those memories. So we essentially decided to do Disney because it's one of our favorite places and it makes us really happy.
That's a great reason to get married there. So then it sounds like your family was probably not too surprised. How did his family react and how did your friends react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
Yeah, so my family was super happy, obviously. His parents were a little caught off guard at first, you know, with having to travel down there, but they knew how much fun that we have in Disney, so they were okay with it. Our friends were really supportive. We had a pretty small guest list, so it wasn't too hard to coordinate with everyone coming down, but everyone was really happy. They were able to make like a vacation out of it.
Oh, that's great. How many guests did you invite and how many were able to be there?
So we invited 25 guests, and all 25 were able to be there with us.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we had to cut a few down due to restrictions at the time, so we unfortunately had to cut a few due to the number of people we were allowed, but they were understanding.
Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We did set up a room block. We had picked two hotels. We did the Disney's Beach Club, which is where Dylan and I stayed. And then for most of our friends and some of our family, they stayed at Disney's Pop Century.
Oh, that's great. Now, how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your wedding?
So for choosing the day of the week, we were really trying to make it like a vacation for people. And we knew that a lot of people weren't going to be able to, you know, devote a whole week with us. So we tried to go towards the end of the week just to give people some extra time for their vacation. And we did Thursday, which was a little bit cheaper than Friday. So that's why we went with Thursday, essentially.
Got it. How did you choose your ceremony and reception venues?
So originally, we were supposed to get married last September, but as you know, due to COVID, we had to move it to this year. We originally were going to do Disney's Boardwalk, the Seabreeze Point, for our ceremony, but at the time, we were told that if masking was still a thing, we would have to wear masks even during the ceremony because it was public, and that was a risk that we weren't willing to take, so we had moved it into Epcot, which was considered private, so we wouldn't have to wear the mask. So that's essentially why we wound up with the Italy Plaza.
Oh, interesting. And how did you pick Italy of all the countries?
We went with Italy because we felt that the color scheme was pretty classic and it was easy to match up with some of the wedding colors we had picked. And honestly, I think Italy is probably the prettiest country that they have in Epcot. So that's why we picked Italy.
That's interesting that you mentioned that, because I just noticed in this week's bride's photos that they repainted one of the shops this really deep sort of mustardy tone, and it used to be all the buildings there were pink, and Italy was great if you wanted like really pink looking photos.
Yeah, I noticed that there was a lot of like pink colors, and it really complemented our colors well, I think.
And then how did you choose aerials for the reception?
So we were originally going for like a beach theme, like kind of like a beach and Disney mix. And aerials, I felt like, had a lot of decor inside that kind of like fit in with the theme we were going for. So it was kind of like an added bonus to have some of the same colors that we were using in our wedding.
Oh, that's great. Did you use any outside vendors for your event?
We did. So we decided to do photography, videography, hair and makeup outside of Disney. So we went with David and Vicky on for photography. We did Trinity Cinema and Photography for our videography. And then we did Bella Bayanis for my hair and makeup as well as bridesmaids. And then for our officiant, we had Catherine Amundi.
Oh, that's great. How did you choose Catherine?
So I used to be part of the Facebook page that they had for Disney brides, and I originally found her on there. She seemed really nice, and it looked like everyone was using her as an officiant. So we looked into it. We met her, and we absolutely fell in love with her. She's truly like a fairy godmother.
Did you add any kind of entertainment to your reception?
So we originally wanted Mickey and Minnie, but unfortunately due to the masking and the social distancing restrictions that were in place, we had decided against it. We felt that, you know, it's not the way we really wanted it to be, so we couldn't see spending the money to not have it be perfect.
Got it. And then do you have any menu items or cake flavors from your reception that you would recommend?
Yes. So our food was really, really good. I 100% recommend doing the salmon as well as the potato. I think it was the potato gratin. But yeah, I would 100% recommend those. And our cake was truly amazing. Just to give you a little insight, it was shaped like in the shape of a sandcastle, and it had like the Disney's castle like topper, so it truly looked like a sandcastle. And the flavor of the cake was yellow cake, and on the inside it was churro, and then the outer icing was buttercream. But the churro was really delicious.
So then I'm always curious, when they do that sandcastle looking cake, was the sand like cinnamon sugar or something to go with this churro flavor?
Yes, so the sand was cinnamon sugar. It was really delicious, and it made it look, like, so real.
That's great. Now, did you add a dessert party or a welcome party to your event?
We did not. That was one thing where we had, you know, tried to save some money was by not doing that. We kind of did our own thing, and we were meeting up with our friends and family in the parks before the wedding. So that was kind of like a special time for us as well, just to kind of like relax and see our friends and family without the pressure of having to spend extra money.
That's a great idea. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the wedding day ran?
Yeah, so the wedding day overall was really long. So it started bright and early at 2:30 a.m. when they started my hair and makeup. We did a first look in the morning at Disney's boardwalk prior to going to the Magic Kingdom for our Magic Kingdom portrait session. After that, we went directly back to the hotel where we got on another van that took us to the security check backstage in the Italy Pavilion. And once going through security, we had, you know, lined up and got ready for the ceremony. The ceremony took place. It was so beautiful, so fun. And then right after that, we did some photos around Italy's plaza while our guests were able to enjoy our pre-reception hour at Italy Isola. After Italy Isola, we were directed back to Disney's Beach Club, where we did our reception at Ariel's. And then after Ariel's, we went ahead and got changed, got out of the wedding dress and the tuxes because it was really hot. And then we all headed over to Epcot and spent the night together enjoying the Food and Wine Festival, which is our favorite time to be in Disney.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I see a lot of couples who ask about what's it like to do your Magic Kingdom bridal portrait session directly before the wedding, because you do have to get up so early and sometimes people are afraid that their gown's going to get dirty. And can you talk a bit about your experience?
Yeah, so I was a little nervous at first when, you know, we were initially planning, but I had thought to myself that I see people, you know, go days after their wedding. And I really didn't want to waste any time. I wanted to really enjoy the time that, you know, we were in Disney with our friends and family. So I didn't want to have to wake up an additional day and get hair and makeup done again, you know, get more flowers, have to put the dress back on. So I really just felt that doing it before the wedding, even though it was a little tiresome, was the best way to go for us. And we were really happy with that. We got to spend some time, you know, together, just the two of us, before the rest of the day happened. So I would really recommend doing it prior to the wedding.
That's fantastic. So when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
Yeah, so for us, we were really focused on like the decor. The Magic Kingdom photo session was another one of our like must-haves. Yeah, I guess another aspect I would say is probably guest experience. I really wanted to like wow our guests. You know, some of our guests have never been to Disney before, so we really wanted to like knock it out of the park and just to show them why we love Disney so much.
That's great. What aspects were less important where you saved your money or just your effort?
Kind of like I had touched on before, we chose to not do a dessert party or any special like welcome parties. We felt that it wasn't really necessary, I guess, for us, just because we had such a small amount of guests and we figured we could, you know, let them enjoy the parks and enjoy exploring Disney with the short amount of time that they had.
Got it. Okay. What ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
My favorite memory would probably have to be the Magic Kingdom shoot. I was totally like in awe when I first walked into the park and saw, you know, the castle and just knew that we were the only two guests in the park at the time. That was really special for us. Anyone can probably relate, like, you know, when you first get to Magic Kingdom and you're walking down Main Street and you're just like starstruck in front of the castle. Similar feeling, just a little bit different on the morning of the wedding. Different in a good way.
Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
So, you know, we can't change the weather, unfortunately. When I first woke up in the morning, the radar didn't look so great. It looked like it was going to rain pretty much throughout the ceremony. So we were really worried that we were going to get pushed inside into the backup location, which was America. But once we got the okay and we were clear to, you know, use Italy and be outside as planned, everything went great up until the end of the pre-reception. So they had kind of like pushed us along, I guess, because the rain was coming in. So we did get to miss a little bit of the pictures that, you know, we had really hoped for in Italy. But we had kind of made up for it after the reception just outside of Ariel's. But other than that, the only other thing I can think of is some of the coordination of the transportation was a little lacking, I would say. I was really trying not to let my guests see me before the wedding, but after the Magic Kingdom shoot, they had taken us back to the hotel, and we were expected to go into another van for transport to Epcot, and our guests were actually boarding the bus at the same time. So I was really trying to like hide in the van and not let them see me. So that was a little bit of a fiasco, but other than that, I would say the day went pretty fantastic. I tried not to let the little things bother me. So
that's good. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about and then it turned out not to be?
Yeah, so I was a little nervous at first because I had a hard time kind of communicating with the planners coming closer to the wedding time. You know, it was a lot of back and forth with the emails, and it was a little bit of a delayed response sometimes in the email. I felt like it would have been a lot easier to just have like called me and spoke on the phone, but I guess that wasn't an option. So I was just a little bit nervous that like maybe something had been missed or that I forgot something, but that actually turned out okay. There wasn't really anything, you know, that was missed. The only other thing I was worried about was like the masking restrictions and if that would, you know, change in the time frame that we were waiting to get down there. I did wind up going back to masking indoors, which, you know, I was a little bit nervous about with the reception being indoors, but we made the best of it. You know, they were still pretty strict with making sure, like, if you were getting up from the table, you had the mask on, that kind of thing. But it was really great that they had allowed us to not have our masks on for those big moments. So, for example, like the cake cutting, the first dance, the mother-son dance, the father-daughter dance, we did not have to wear a mask for that, which was great because that was a big concern for us. Like, we really did not want these masks in our photos. You know, we didn't want to be reminded of this, you know, horrible time. So it turned out really well, and I'm happy that we were able to get a lot of photos and, you know, get those important things done without having to wear a mask.
That's wonderful. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I don't think that I would change anything. I think everything turned out pretty well. Maybe, you know, one thing that we truly wanted was Mickey and Minnie. But again, with the masking and the social distance, you know, that really wasn't an option. And I didn't want to have to postpone again. So I am happy that, you know, we moved forward with the wedding and, you know, it was the best that it could be with all the circumstances.
That's great to hear. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
I would definitely say take time to like live in the moment and really enjoy the day because it truly goes by so fast. Looking back, we spent, you know, a total of like 2 years planning the wedding once before it got postponed and then once after we officially changed the date. But we spent all that time stressing and then the day finally came and, you know, it came and went and I wish I could be with it.
Well, Rebecca, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in planning a wedding at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Your website was a great tool that I was able to utilize when planning, so I'm super appreciative and hopefully can help some other brides out.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at FairyTaleWeddingsGuide.com.